with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you get out and fire up your grill or smoker or even your deep fryer and make it happen in your backyard. This show is all about beef. It's what's for dinner. And what I wanted to talk about was a little bit before we get into the beef, we're going to talk about a little GI barbecue. What you got going on there, Bob?
Well, it's everything's progressed wonderfully in the last couple of weeks. I think taking a spring break was a good idea because the log jam seemed to burst. First of all, we got approval from Fort Bragg, finally, to get one of our smokers to Fort Bragg. And a
Which is where, for those that don't know?
In North Carolina.
Okay.
It's out by... I've never been there. I'm going to be there, but I haven't been there yet. So I think it's south of Raleigh about an hour, but I could be mistaken. Fort Bragg is huge, and it's home to all sorts of units, but big training, and they ship a lot of troops out of there for different deployments. But Fort Bragg, there's a unit there that is going to take one of these beautiful American Barbecue System smokers and a pallet full of American Stockyard barbecue sauce and the Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. Why can I never say that? So we got some Fat Daddy rubs. We got all kinds of stuff going to them. So they are thrilled to death. There's a unit there that serves the single GIs. And because they're the loneliest. The married guys, you know, they're living in married housing. They got their wives and kids. Life's pretty good if they're not deployed. But the single guys living in the barracks, I can tell you from experience, it's lonely. No matter where you're at, in beautiful North Carolina, it's lonely because you're on a giant military installation. Everybody's wearing green. Or blue or brown. It's not
or some
like
combination.
Yeah, you're not at a resort. You know, you're driving Humvees, Jeeps, pickup trucks. It's what it is. But sometime you want to check out, and you just want to be that fun kid that grew up in Michigan or California or Oregon or wherever you came from. So anyway, at these bases, they have something that's better opportunities for single soldiers. It's called the Boss. And so it's just a way to help cheer these guys up. Maybe they're just back home from being deployed. Maybe they're going to get deployed. Maybe they're just tired of being a GI and lonely. But they get to get together, have fun. So this big, beautiful smoker is going to be right out there for all of them to use. And I'm going to go down there. Maybe you can go with me. It'd be great if we can get Van Andel and Flickema or somebody to give us a pickup truck. We'll haul this thing down there with a skid of charcoal, teach them how to use it, deliver the sauce and spices, and put those boys into hog heaven. Let them eat all the pork they want because we know they didn't get any in Afghanistan.
That is the absolute truth. And now back home, we're still doing a little bit of fundraising for this as well because we're not quite over the top on our fundraising, and we've got some generous supporters that have given us some items that we're going to be putting in an auction and we're going to sell them, and 100% of those proceeds are going to the effort as well to make sure that we can do this on more than one base.
That's right. So, we need about $7,000 yet.
Right. And I think we've got just the item to do it. Talk about it a little bit,
yep.
Bob.
The good folks at the Chase Creek Smokehouse are going to let us use their facility. Heck, they're throwing the party. May 14th during the Blessing of the Bikes in Chase, Michigan, which is right next to the Blessing in
Very
Baldwin.
Appropriate place
and
time.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so nice of them to do this. So we're going to have an all-day party. It starts at noon. It goes from noon to 8. The dude's hiring bands. He's putting up tents. It's going to be a shindig. He expects a few thousand people there. So this is going to be, if you want to give, if you want to have fun with us and pitch in a couple bucks while you're there, or maybe buy a raffle ticket and win a Henry rifle. That'd be okay.
Yeah, and we got a couple of those to give away.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, and we've also got a twin basket deep fryer from Timber Ridge, thanks to Garrett's. Village Motorsports has given us a bunch of motorcycle gear. Dude, this is turning out so cool. I'm bringing my tent, man. I'm telling you, I'm pitching a tent back in the woods behind the place that night. I'm not leaving.
Well, that'd probably be the smartest thing we could do is not leave, because we might sample a Michigan microbrew there at Chase Creek, because they got a little of that too. If you've not been up to this place, they've been big supporters of our Operation GI Barbecue from the beginning. But shoot, wherever you're listening from, 131 at the Reed City exit. If you're headed north on the west side of the state, or you come from the east side, but anyway, you get to that Reed City exit, go west about 3 miles, and you hit this little wide spot in the road called Chase, C-H-A-S-E, and there's a Chase Creek
to hang out in that little town when I was a kid, because I grew up about the same distance in the other direction on US 10, so that
wrong
was that was
tracks.
Like an area. Yeah,
yeah, you were, yeah, the wrong
I was east
of
10,
guy.
And yeah. Chase was, there was a little Bluebird Cafe right behind where Chase Creek is now, and that was known because Ted Nugent used to like to drop in there. So we'd go to the Bluebird just because, and
so
it was
usually.
You could
sit in the seat that Ted sat in a month ago.
Oh, well, yeah, like cool. Sometimes you'd go in there and go, dude, Nugent was just here. It's like, great.
Yeah, you just missed him. Yeah, free beer tomorrow, right?
No hot wings. So anyway, May 14th, put it on your calendar, noon to 8. Come up and have fun with us. Have some great barbecue. Have some beers. Buy some raffle tickets. There's Stormy Cromer hats are still available. There's going to be Henry rifles, fryers, Bonefish grill certificates, golf items from Bonefish. I mean, we're still collecting. If you've got something you want to donate, if you want to donate a quad or a side-by-side, I could use one. I'll bid on that.
Right.
Anything you want to donate, that would be great. So that's our final fundraiser, and we're shipping to Fort Bragg like 2 weeks after that. So it's finally happening.
You know what? That is going to be one fun man love time, and it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, if you're a man, you got to see Vicky, because she got some pasties. Dude, I stopped and got some pasties last week before Jordan's Olivet lacrosse game against Calvin.
Yeah?
They beat the crap out of Calvin, for one thing. Yay. And I had pasties for my boys when we were done. So that was great.
Ketchup gravy, it doesn't matter. If you go to Vicky's and get a pasty, you're going to enjoy it. And Saranac is a wide spot in the road. There's a couple of bars in that town. If you eat a pasty and then you want to go have a cold one, that'd be kind of fun, too.
Okay.
A little road trip.
There you go. Sure. There's your bar tip for the day.
Right.
So today's man law is the minimum amount of time you have to wait for another man is 5 minutes. The maximum is 6 minutes. I never knew that. For a girl, you're required to wait 10 minutes for every point of hotness she scores on the classic 1 to 10.
That's why I sat in those driveways all that long. I get it. I
my
guess
hotness
I get
scale
it.
Is so high.
Right. Yeah, those were the only ones that I went and picked up, right? Yeah, it's my dream. You're just in it. Right. Barbecue Bob, we're going to have a little bit of fun at the Chase Smokehouse on May 14th. We really hope that all of you can come up there and join us. It's a simple little drive, only about 80 miles right up 131
from West Michigan.
As Rob Russell
would say, it's an hour.
Right. It's just an hour. You put her on cruise, you get up there, and we're going to have fun, and we're gonna put this Operation GI Barbecue over the top.
You know, you could make it a pub crawl. You could stop at the Rockford Brewing on the way up and then the Cedar Springs Brewing, and there's a new Red Tail Brewing in Reed City. By the time you get to us, you'll be perfect.
Yep, just as long as somebody else is driving. So get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, smoker. Mother Nature is shining on us. We're in the 70s this weekend, and what a perfect time to get out and fire up your grill.